welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, we start a series on back pain, which affects a large portion of the population at one time or another. I hope the information presented over the next few weeks on natural and traditional approaches will be helpful to you. My first guest today is Dr. Andrew Fleschner, a board-certified physician who completed his residency in family practice and osteopathic manual medicine and maintains a private practice in Bellis Inwood, Pennsylvania. He is also a consultant in Miami, Florida. He developed the OsteoTechnique and Propriety Back Together program from his experience treating countless individuals with musculoskeletal pain and its associated effect. His well-reviewed book, Back Together, Hands-on Healing for Couples, has been reviewed in Psychology Today, Andrew Weil Self-Healing, Natural Health, and Body and Soul magazine. He also has DVDs available on his website. Dr. Fleschner is currently studying new methods to restore normal musculoskeletal function to individuals who have suffered from extensive traumatic injuries and has recently been a featured speaker at the National Conventions of the American Osteopathic Association and the College of Neurology and Psychiatry. More information is available at StretchZone.com. com/Kirshner.htm. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Andy, and I look forward to hearing about various aspects of back pain and treatment. First, how prevalent is chronic back pain in the United States?
Well, statistically, on any given day, there's over 30 million Americans dealing with back pain. And also statistically throughout an individual's life, you're likely to have 3 acute episodes of low back pain and 3 episodes of acute neck pain. And that's from actuarial data from insurance companies. So, yeah, at some point in your life, you're almost certain to have it. And it's you know, an epidemic here in the United States.
Wow. And does it affect gender, racial, and age groups equally?
It doesn't really seem to favor anybody. Everybody's got it. There are some professions that are more that see it more prevalently than others, and not the ones that everybody thinks. But it's kind of interesting that it doesn't really favor anybody.
Oh. And what are the major causes and types of back and neck pain?
Well, we generally group it into 3 types of groups. One, there's the type that's due to lifestyle issues. They can be ranging from obesity, whether you lead a sedentary lifestyle, the type of work that you do, how much exercise you do.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the type of back pain that comes from an injury or trauma, such as a fall or a car accident. And then there's back pain that's secondary to another, you know, type of disease.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer can cause back pain. All sorts of different illnesses can cause back pain as a secondary thing. And then there are a few primary back pain illnesses. So it's those 3 primary groups.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the major treatments then for back pain? Do they vary by the cause?
Absolutely. You know, I, in my own clinic, I basically work to find conservative routes to help back pain.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole spectrum, and depending on what the cause is, it can be anything from simple lifestyle modifications or exercises to major surgery and everything in between.
You practice a type of osteopathic medicine that uses a technique called Osteo?
Yes.
Can you tell us about this?
Sure. Now, I was raised in a traditional osteopathic family. My father's an osteopathic physician, and all the physicians that I went to growing up were osteopathic physicians. And the traditional method of osteopathic manipulation involves palpating different areas of the spine and finding areas that are dysfunctional or segments of your back that don't move correctly, and then using simple manipulative techniques to correct them and restore normal movement. In my own practice, when I first came out of residency and opened my own practice, I was fortunate enough to get a lot of patients from an older physician who was retiring, mm-hmm. in fact, one of my mentors. Mm-hmm. And because his practice had been around for so long, a lot of the patients that I inherited from his practice were quite elderly. Some of them had some osteoporosis and different things that precluded the use of traditional osteopathic medicine. You can't crack the spine, you know, for lack of a better word, of somebody who's got brittle bones.
Right.
So I started to work on finding simple ways to achieve the same results without a crack or a thrust, and it basically made it possible for me to treat some of these older patients. And the interesting thing was that some of these techniques that I was using to treat these older patients transferred over really well to pretty much everyone else in my population. Mm-hmm. I do a fair amount of sports medicine. I work with a lot of professional athletes, and their bodies take a pretty serious beating, mm-hmm. depending on their sports. And because they are routinely traumatized by the sports they participate in, you know, they weren't really in favor of the hard thrusting techniques and cracking techniques, you know, that we all expect mm-hmm. from a chiropractor mm-hmm. or osteopath. And so the soft tissue techniques that I had been developing were perfect for them as well. And so through about 10 years of research and development, I developed this soft tissue approach called Osteo, which is a short name for something a lot longer, orthokinetic soft tissue optimization, which just means that we're using the movement of the muscles to help reduce the spasm in soft tissue, congestion in soft tissue, and restore normal movement to the spine.
Mm-hmm. And Andy, how is this different then from traditional osteopathic or chiropractic techniques?
Well, like I said, you know, we all associate a visit to your chiropractor or a visit to an osteopathic physician that does manipulation mm-hmm. with, you know, cracking and crunching. You know, I often have patients who sit down on my table and they say, "Doc, I need you to crack my spine." you know, and a lot mm-hmm. of the time they're disappointed when they come to me and I don't crack their spine. Mm-hmm. There's something very psychologically satisfying for some people about that crack that you mm-hmm. hear when you start to move things. For other people, that crack is actually quite frightening. So, mm-hmm. you know, I have the benefit of being able to provide something alternative. I achieve essentially the same results, but there's a whole lot less cracking and crunching with the soft tissue techniques that I utilize in my practice.
Mm-hmm. And Andy, you do a lot of work with back and neck pain management with couples.
Yes, I do.
Why do you work with couples?
Well, I had noticed in my own practice that I would have, you know, I'd be treating families. I wouldn't just be treating one person in a family, but I'd be treating, you know, a husband and a wife, mm-hmm. parents and kids. And one of the things that I noticed over time is that if somebody came in with back pain, and it was severe back pain, and it was affecting their lives, it didn't just affect them. Mm-hmm. It affected their partners and spouses and kids. And so, you know, their family members were suffering along with them. And a lot of the time I found that it's just opening up channels of communication between the members of a family can often help to reduce pain in and of itself. Mm-hmm. It provides, you know, a validation that the person is suffering. But also by bringing the partner in to the recovery equation, you're opening up probably the best resource available to that person. Mm-hmm. Who has more at stake in you feeling better than somebody who loves you?
Mm-hmm. And the techniques that you use, can anyone do those?
I have spent a lot of time trying to make it so that pretty much anyone can do them. And they're safe for most people. There's a few groups of people for whom they're not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I outline all that in my materials. But, you know, for example, the basic techniques are not safe for somebody who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They're not safe for somebody who has cancer that's not in remission, somebody who has an unhealed fracture, and the other one is, you know, somebody who has back pain and you don't know what the cause is.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, generally you don't like to try and do treatment on something unless you know what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the techniques are pretty much doable by anybody and pretty much safe for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Then, Andy, if you could make 3 recommendations to people trying to avoid back and neck pain, what would they be?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because somebody just asked me that same question this mm-hmm. morning. Fortunately, they asked me for 5. You're only asking me for 3, so mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting off the hook here.
Well, you can get 5.
Well, the number one thing that I like to recommend to everybody is, and this is just a real simple thing, and we all make this mistake,
mm-hmm.
Is get yourself a headset for your phone. This is true for whether you're using a landline, whether you're using a cell phone. You can buy, you know, a $299 wired headset at Radio Shack, but the last thing that I want to see is somebody cradling their phone between their head and their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something everybody does, and every time I see it, I want to, like, rip their phone out of, you know, away from their ear and say, do you understand what you're doing to yourself? So that would be near the top of my list. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I would recommend beyond anything is that as the American lifestyle has been changing over the years, and it's really, this is going on all over the world, we're working more hours, we're spending more time commuting, we're spending more time on the internet, and we're spending more time watching television.
Mm-hmm.
And what that adds up to is that we're all sitting too much. And we're just not designed to sit that much. When you sit, it puts your low back into a flexed position, and that flexed position puts, you know, undue stress on the part of your disc that's most likely to herniate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really a wonder that combined with the epidemic of obesity is leading to, you know, higher incidence of back pain all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the second thing I would tell you is, you know, get up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be sitting on the internet, get up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be driving for long periods of time, every, you know, 45 minutes or so, get out of your car, stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting at your desk at work, you know, set an alarm so that every half an hour you get out of that chair, straighten out your spine, give your back a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things that, you know, that we're doing that are directly responsible for back pain, and leading a sedentary lifestyle is absolutely the one of the leading contributing factors.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing that I recommend is protect your sleep at all costs. And that goes along with some of the changes in lifestyle that I was talking about before,
mm-hmm.
working worse hours, and everybody's got less free time. You've got to protect your sleep, and by that I mean you've got to set, you know, a reasonable time that you're going to go to bed. You're going to make sure that your bed is a comfortable place. If your mattress is too old, you might want to think about replacing that. Find a comfortable position to sleep in. If you sleep on your back, put a small pillow under your knees. If you sleep on your side, put a small pillow between your knees. But make your sleep place as comfortable as possible and protect your sleep. Your body needs that time to recover at the end of a long day.
Mm-hmm.
See my top three.
I use body pillows, and they're wonderful.
Absolutely. I got two of my, in my own bed, so I'm with you.
Right. And the only problem I usually have as far as sleep is the Canadian geese are here now. They usually stop for a month or so on their way back and forth, and they honk and make a lot of noise at night.
Oh, that noise has got to be unbelievable, I'm sure.
Right, and so I've ended up getting a little thing called a sleep mate that sounds like a fan running, and it's a continuous noise, and so sometimes if they start honking, then I turn that on.
Does that give you a pretty good break from their honking?
Yeah, right. It drowns it out.
Oh, that's a good plan. I had actually toyed with the idea of using earplugs,
mm-hmm.
even. But the truth is I just get nervous when I can't hear. I want to hear if something's going on. So,
well, earplugs make me nervous because I'm afraid they're going to go inside and I can't get them back out. Because sometimes when I've gone to Europe and I stay in different places, you know, it'll be noisy. Well, you don't have to go to Europe. If you're in a motel, it's the same way. But the sleep mate works great because you just set it beside the bed and turn it on, and you can adjust it so that it is a little louder or a little less loud, and it just sounds like a fan running.
Oh, there you go. There's another recommendation.
Yep. Now, Andy, are there further things you'd like to say about back and neck pain before we look at your book and your DVDs?
Well, as I said, it really is an epidemic. It's costing this country billions of dollars, literally, both in lost wages from people being out of work,
mm-hmm.
in medical costs, and due to this phenomenon called presenteeism, where because everybody's so worried about losing their jobs and losing their benefits,
mm-hmm.
people are showing up for work in pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas people used to take a couple of days off if they were in pain, now they're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not only maybe making their backs worse and making their situation worse with regards to treatment, but they're also having lost productivity, which is just costing everybody. So it really is everywhere. And unfortunately, it's not like when you break a bone and everybody sees your cast or
mm-hmm.
you have stitches. back pain is often an invisible thing, and the people who are walking around, you walk down the street, look around you, there's somebody that you're looking at that's got back pain, you just don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
I talked with a girl earlier who told me that they did not believe that she had back pain, and so they had fired her from a couple jobs because she wasn't able to go at times. She'd been in an auto accident and was still suffering after 12 years. So it's sad that people have to worry about such things. But
it really is, and because it's invisible, there are going to be people who just don't believe that you're suffering with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad situation. When I was an intern, just out of medical school,
mm-hmm.
I will always remember this. It was the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. I was on my way to the morning shift at the hospital, and the car I was in was rear-ended by an 18-wheeler. And, you know, thank God I didn't have any broken bones. I wasn't, like, seriously injured,
mm-hmm.
but I had pretty severe back pain for you know, a couple years after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was through internship and residency. And when I had to sit down and just get off my feet because I was in so much pain, you know, you could see the looks from the people you're working with who resent the fact that you're sitting down, resent the fact that, you know, you're not participating. But
right.
mm-hmm. because you don't look injured, they don't, you know, recognize that you're hurting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Andy, would you like to tell us about your book and your DVD and your services and how the listeners can reach you?
Well, there's a bunch of things. I am trying to create a back pain resource for just about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So while my primary program is called Back Together, and my first book came out a couple years ago from Running Press, I'm really proud of it, actually. It's called Back Together, Hands-on Healing for Couples.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice little book that offers a bunch of simple hands-on techniques, psychological strategies, and ergonomic strategies that help you and a partner to find ways to relieve your back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to it's been fantastic. You know, I get letters all the time from people saying how it's made them feel better, it's changed their lives, it's given them back their relationship.
That's satisfying.
You know, it is, because, you know, the same way back pain affects everything that you do, it affects your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're married to somebody or living with somebody that's got back pain and you're expecting help with the housework, you're expecting help with raising the kids, you're expecting help with everything, and even things like intimacy get involved, mm-hmm. it's really rewarding when you can take pain out of the equation and give the relationship back to the couple.
Right.
So I've been really happy with the response to the book.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, we released a DVD program that is basically the DVD version of the book. So it offers, you know, visual techniques, some of the same techniques with a lot more
mm-hmm.
information, things that couples can do to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on that for a few years, and we shot it in a bunch of different locations. It's actually, we tried to keep it visually interesting because, I mean, it's very easy for back pain to become boring.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
we shot some segments on the beach down in Miami, some segments on this beautiful cabin up in the Pocono Mountains
mm-hmm.
right outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some segments in a state park here. And the overall effect, it's just a beautiful video to look at. The information is really good. And the third thing that I'm doing is creating this online resource. Now, as I said, my primary program is geared towards couples.
Mm-hmm.
My website online offers a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And the blog does focus partially on the couples aspect of it, but it's really geared towards anybody with back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a few things with it that I think are interesting. One, we're directly answering viewer questions. We're the only back pain website on the
oh,
internet
really?
That is directly responding to viewer
mm-hmm.
questions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you submit a question, you can get a video response. Sometimes we're bringing in other experts. I've had surgeons on the website. I've had physical medicine and rehab specialists and physical therapists. So depending on your question, we'll find the appropriate person to answer it and hopefully give you some good information that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer a back pain tip of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So every day you can get a tip of something you can do, either an exercise or a household ergonomic thing or exercise suggestion, pretty much anything. They're very variable, but you get a tip of the day, and each one of them is a small tip, but the cumulative effect of them is large.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping through those three different resources, we can offer as much relief to as many people as possible.
Now, do you get a lot of people coming back for the daily tips?
Well, what happens is you can subscribe to the daily tips. You know, we offer an RSS feed through our blog, and there's actually also a Twitter feed. Back to, if you sign up on Twitter for back tips. My main website is backtogether.org, and that's just sort of my home website. From that website, there's actually a portal to my blog, but you can go directly to the blog at thebacktogetherblog.com. That's thebacktogetherblog.com. We have a Facebook fan page where you can actually submit questions directly, and those questions typically wind up on the blog, and you can follow the blog from Facebook if you're somebody who spends a lot of time on Facebook, and more people are. It's, it's pretty amazing how that community has been growing over the past couple of years. And then we have the Twitter feed, which is you sign up for back tips, and you'll get tweeted every time we offer a new tip.
Do you do that through your blog, or do you have to go to Twitter to sign up?
Well, if you want the Twitter feed, you have to go through Twitter, but you can get the tips directly from the blog.
And how would they reach you through Twitter?
Again, they sign up for the Twitter feed, back tips, is the name of our feed. But again, if they're on Facebook, they can become a fan of Back Together, and they'll get the tips that way, or they can go directly to the blog. And all of our videos, the video responses to questions and video video information that we do, we also have a YouTube channel, Back Together TV. So if you go to YouTube and look for Back Together TV, you can get some of our videos there too.
Great.
So I'm trying to make the information as accessible and useful to everybody. We explain things in a very clear, concise way. We're not talking down to anybody, but we're also not trying to use so much jargon that lay people don't know what we're talking about.
That's important, right?
It's easy to get lost in the jargon. We physicians like to come up with big names for stuff, but that doesn't really help people.
And I found that different disciplines come up with different names for the same process.
That is for sure.
And that gets extremely confusing even to professionals.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's particularly true in the area of manual medicine. Because, you have these conflicting schools. We've got, the osteopathic community uses one set of language, and the chiropractic community uses another set of language. And the massage therapy people who do a lot of overlapping work, in the soft tissue fields, they use a different set of language. And, we're all talking about the same thing.
Well, in one of my books, I tried to use a systems framework. And when I went to the literature, I found that everyone uses different concepts for the same part of the systems theory. And so it took me a long, long time to try to make sense out of what had been published. But in the end, I made sense to me, at least, out of it. And so I used the systems framework in my book, and it was fairly well received among nurses, so I think it's a good framework, but it's just a shame that everyone has to have their own terminology and their own concepts for the same part of a process.
Well, I think it's something that we run into more and more as the earth gets smaller, as our ability to communicate gets easier. But at the same time, it's getting easier to talk to people on the other side of the earth. It's also getting harder.
Right. Well, I appreciate this very much, Andy. It's been very interesting, and I hope that we'll have contact again.
It's been really great speaking with you. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you.
I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you. My next guest is Dr. Andrew Block, who received his Ph.D. in Applied Experimental Psychology and completed his clinical internship at Dartmouth College in 1980. He is currently on the staff of the Texas Back Institute and has served as director of the Well-Being Group in Plano, Texas, associate clinical professor at the University of Texas in Dallas, and assistant clinical professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. He has multiple national and international presentations on spine and spine surgery. He has also contributed chapters to many of the major books on spine surgery, chronic pain, and other back problems, and has authored or co-authored 5 books. His most recent one is The Psychology of Spine Surgery, published by the American Psychological Association in 2003. More information is available at http://www.texasback.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Andrew, and I look forward to hearing about the COPE program for pain at the Texas Back Institute. What is the COPE program?
The COPE program, the acronym COPE stands for Conquer Pain Effectively, and it is a multidisciplinary CARF-certified chronic pain management program designed for patients who have long-term pain and either are not candidates for spine surgery or have opted out of surgery or want to see if there's an alternative to a surgical solution for their pain.
Mm-hmm. And what are the success rates of patients who graduate from the COPE program?
We measure success along a number of different dimensions. In terms of narcotic reduction, we have about 75% of our patients come in taking some kind of narcotic medications, and around 80% of those patients get off the narcotics by the time the program's over. We also measure it in terms of pain, and just on a 0 to 10 scale, the average reduction in pain is about 4 points on a 10-point scale. Mm-hmm. So if a patient comes in at a level of 8 pain, they tend to get down to about a level of 4 pain.
Mm-hmm.
We also look at it in terms of function, things like measures of strength, lifting ability, physical endurance, and patients are able to make significant gains there in terms of their demands. Like if they have a job that requires them to have a heavy demand level, most patients with chronic pain don't make a heavy demand level as a result of a program like this, but they can get up to a medium demand level, which would be something lifting on the order of 40 or 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking at psychological dimensions like depression and anxiety, patients will typically have about a 50% reduction in scores that measure depression and anxiety on psychological tests.
Mm-hmm. So you have a pretty comprehensive evaluation tool then.
Yes. All patients who come into a chronic pain management program, not just ours, but any CARF certified, which is the CARF certification is the international standard for chronic pain programs, and anybody who comes into those programs is given a multidisciplinary evaluation. At our program, they're seen by a psychologist or a licensed professional counselor, our medical director, and also one of the physical therapy and exercise physiologists.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a pretty comprehensive evaluation, and then we have a case conference where we discuss all the information we have gotten about the patient and come up with a treatment plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, you're outpatient, isn't that right?
Yeah, we're all outpatient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then how do you keep patients with acute back problems from developing chronic back problems?
Well, that's always the most important issue. Of people who develop back problems, most of them don't go on to become chronic. Basically, the statistics on this show that somewhere around 10% of people who develop back pain will have pain that then goes on for longer than 3 months, which is considered sort of the low end of a chronic back problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for individuals who develop back problems, the most important things are to try to be as active as you can be, because one of the biggest issues with back pain is that people avoid activity because it causes some flare-up in pain, which is a reasonable thing to do for a few days after you have an acute injury,
mm-hmm.
but after just a few days, your muscles start getting weaker, your joints get stiffer, and you develop what's called deconditioning syndrome, which just keeps spiraling you down into a lesser and lesser level of activity. So
mm-hmm.
keeping active is very important, avoiding narcotic medications, which of course can sap your strength and keep you from really recognizing how much pain you're in. That's very important. And then also, if you have any kind of major emotional or psychosocial kinds of concerns like depression or a lot of chaos in your life, you want to try to take care of those things because they can impact how the pain affects you.
Mm-hmm. Do you do anything with supplements and nutritional counseling and things like that?
We do some nutritional counseling. We do not do anything with supplements.
Yeah.
With most of our patients, especially as patients get more chronic, they develop a lot of other physical health problems. And one of the biggest problems is, you know, major weight gain, which can lead to diabetes, and also just lifestyle issues, which make it harder to eat properly. So we do nutritional counseling to sort of help people to turn that issue around.
Mm-hmm. Then can psychological factors influence the outcome of spinal surgery?
Yeah, that's one of the things that Texas Back Institute has really pioneered, and I've been with TBI here for 20 years. We have long recognized that with spine surgery, the outcomes are not universally great, and the biggest issues that can impact the outcome are psychosocial ones, things like depression, substance abuse, family problems with a lot of stress in the family. A whole host of issues can have an influence on how patients recover from spine surgery.
Then you're a clinical psychologist, and how does Texas Back Institute involve you in their pre-surgery screening?
Basically, what happens is that we have developed a set of referral criteria which the doctors are very aware of, and if they recognize that the patient has some of these issues that are listed in the referral criteria, then they'll send the patient to us for pre-surgical psychological screening. We then do a very structured evaluation involving a diagnostic interview and some psychological testing, and then we have an algorithm that we've developed which kind of quantifies all the risk factors, lists all the risk factors that a person might have, and says based on these risk factors, what are the psychosocial issues and how strong are they that might influence the outcome of spine surgery. We then, based on that, we can kind of give what we call a psychosocial prognosis for the outcome of spine surgery. We would give a prognosis that ranges from excellent to poor, that we send that back to the surgeon, and then the surgeon makes a decision in conjunction with the patient about what the best course of action is. This is all elective spine surgery, so none of the patients have to have this surgery in order to, you know, prevent nerve damage. This is really meant to provide pain relief and correct any kind of structural problems the patient has in their spine. And so sometimes the best choice is not to have the surgery, to try and explore an alternative. Sometimes it is, and we just give our opinion based on this interview and testing to the physician, and then they discuss that with the patient.
My sister is going through some of this now. She has stenosis. She has a problem with the piriformis muscle. And with sciatica. And I talked with a surgeon recently, and he thought she should go right to surgery, but right now she's working with the pain management physician.
That points to a number of issues which are important in spine surgery. One is that it's not completely science. A lot of it's art. And so there's a lot of varying opinion about the necessity and the value of spine surgery. And so the way I look at it a lot of times when I discuss this with patients is, if they are continuing to have a reasonable quality of life and not taking a lot of narcotics, then many times I'll advise them to avoid surgery. Because anytime you have spine surgery, you're gambling a bit to find out, you know, is this going to improve my situation or make it worse? And so if they can live with the pain and have a decent quality of life and not risk getting addicted to narcotics, then I think it's at least worth considering avoiding it, even if you have a problem which potentially might be corrected by spine surgery.
Right. And I think her problem right now is that she's not able to walk any distance without hanging on to a shopping cart. And I think that was his concern, was that she probably would not be able to stand up straight without spinal surgery.
Right, and that's the issue. Function, quality of life, you know, you have to weigh those things when you're making this decision. And also, she's just going to have a decompression surgery, which is a relatively small surgery. That's as opposed to something like a massive spinal fusion. When you're kind of weighing out the pros and cons, you have to weigh out not just do you want surgery or not, but what type of surgery is being proposed, because Spinal fusion carries a lot more risk and a lot longer recovery than a decompression does. So.
Right, right. And right now the pain is being resolved with, she has injections into the trigger points.
Right.
And that seems to be handling, or at least it's not handling it, but it's getting better each time she has a session with the pain management physician.
Right. Yeah, Texas Back Institute has the full complement of physicians and treatment approaches so that only about 15% of the patients who come here actually end up having spine surgery. A lot of times we can avoid surgery through things like trigger point injections or SI injections, medications, exercise, or even a chronic pain management program.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we try to avoid surgery when we can. Right. You know, so and that's one of the reasons why the psychologists here are involved in seeing these patients, because we recognize that not only does the patient have to have pathology that's correctable, but they have to be in a good place to have the surgery emotionally so they can get a good response.
I think that's great then. Is there anything else then, Andrew, that you'd like to talk about before we look at services and products and books, et cetera?
I think that's funny.
Then would you like to tell us about services, products, books, and how listeners can reach you?
Well, we provide a number of different services. The pre-surgical psychological screening is a big part of what we do. The chronic pain management program, of course, that is a very comprehensive program. It takes usually 4 weeks, 7 hours a day of programmed components, exercise, individual psychotherapy, and group. And that program is designed primarily for injured workers who are trying to get back to work, usually covered by workers' compensation of some sort or disability insurance. We also do some individual work with patients doing counseling related to pain, some family issues. We do hypnotherapy for pain control and relaxation, guided imagery kinds of things. We do some specialized activities to help patients prepare for surgery. We do smoking control hypnosis, for example, for patients who are going to undergo spinal fusion, where they need to reduce smoking in order to get the bones to consolidate and get a good outcome from a spinal fusion. So the bulk of what we do really is the chronic pain program and the pre-surgical psych screening, but we also do some individual work with patients around issues of pain and surgical preparation and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website. Texas Back Institute has a website, and we have an area within that website for the COPE program where you can access all the information we have. We're just starting a Facebook page also.
Mm-hmm.
We've just started that about 2 months ago, and it's not very well developed, but people will be able to follow us there shortly as we develop that.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have published 3 books that are generally kind of written. I'd say that the most recent one is the most accessible, but it's still written for professionals who would be doing work with patients who are going to undergo spine surgery. It's called The Psychology of Spine Surgery, which you could get at Amazon if you want to get a copy of it. Published a number of scientific articles and give presentations all the time.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, do you have a website?
I don't personally have a website. No. We use the Texas Back Institute website, which is www.texasback.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be an area in there for the COPE program.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much, Andrew. This has been interesting to hear about COPE. I was not familiar with that before. And well, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are paying attention.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. My third guest is Mr. Daniel Chapman, who is the founder and chief executive officer of Red Remedies, which has origins dating back to 1961, when his family opened their first Sunrise health food store in Roseland, Illinois. Red Remedies has evolved as a leading national health supplement provider and an advocate for a holistic approach to wellness. Today, they have 6 retail outlets and a nationwide distribution. Red Remedies is a sponsor of the nonprofit American Biological Council and is distributed to independent health food stores nationwide. More information is available at www.redremedies.com. I want to say I have no connection with this natural health products company, nor the next one to be discussed, and located the speakers through their publicist. Samples they sent to me were given to friends who had appropriate health problems, and the feedback on the products was positive. Thus, I am offering this information on these products to you with the hope that they will be helpful to you in controlling your pain without any negative side effects. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dan, and I look forward to hearing about natural products for pain. First, how does your product Muscle Ease affect muscle functioning, including back muscles?
Well, Muscle Ease is a product designed to help muscles function normally and naturally, and that is, of course, includes your back muscles, but it really includes all of the muscles throughout the body. Essentially, what Muscle Ease is going to do is it's going to give you the nutrients necessary to have proper muscle function, and that is to make sure that you have a proper ratio of sodium and potassium in the body.
Mm-hmm.
We need that ratio in order for the sodium-potassium pump to work appropriately, and it's that pump that causes muscles to contract and relax when they're supposed to. And we're certainly giving you plenty of good quality magnesium, nicely chelated. Actually, our magnesium in Muscle Ease comes in three different forms.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get into the muscle cells and help that sodium-potassium pump work appropriately. You can kind of look at magnesium as the light switch on the wall that turns that pump on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have enough magnesium to turn the pump on and off, and if you don't have the right ratio of sodium-potassium in the body, muscles don't function normally. If we kind of trace that back to our diets, our diets are high in sodium and low in potassium, so we can understand maybe why muscles will contract nicely, because when contraction takes place, there's sodium in that muscle cell, and we don't have enough potassium often in our bodies to balance out that ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly our diets are also very low in magnesium, which, of course, is necessary to turn that pump on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a very good ratio of sodium and potassium, along with good quality magnesium in order for muscles to function well. And this is especially important in the back.
Then, Dan, you have another product named Nerve Shield. And can that be used in conjunction with Muscle Ease following surgery for patients that have pain?
Yes, it can be used in conjunction with Muscle Ease. If we think about the body, the thing that's wonderful about the human body is that it works together, right? Muscles don't work separate from nerves. They all work together, just like our organs and glands and the whole body functions together. So oftentimes, if we have a muscle problem, it affects our nerves, and sometimes vice versa. If we have a nerve problem, it can affect the muscles. Most certainly with surgery, both muscles and nerves are affected. So what we do is we will use the combination of Nerve Shield and Muscle Ease to give somebody's body the nutrients necessary, again, as we explained with Muscle Ease, for the muscles to function well and to repair from surgery after being cut, and also the nutrients in Nerve Shield, which is going to help the peripheral nervous system, which is those nerves that run throughout the entire body, head to toe, to repair, to have healthy circulation and the nutrients so our body can produce the proper structure of those nerves, including the myelin sheath and the nerve fiber.
My sister has sciatica pain. Would your Nerve Shield help her?
Yeah, essentially what we'll do with sciatica is, again, we're going to use a combination of Nerve Shield and Muscle Ease with sciatica. The reason we do that is we oftentimes think about sciatica being a nerve problem because that's the pain we're feeling, most certainly, that pain that shoots down the leg. Nerve Shield is going to kind of take the edge off of the pain that they're experiencing, and it's going to protect that nerve that's being squeezed. The nerve is actually being squeezed by a muscle. So we're going to use Muscle Ease to help that muscle relax and let go of the sciatic nerve, again, while we use Nerve Shield to take the edge off of the pain and protect the nerve that's being squeezed.
Now, Dan, before we talk about other services you have and how the listeners can reach you, do you have other products that will help with back pain or pain in general?
I have one other product that's going to help with pain, but more specific to gout. That product is called Gouch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there we're not addressing the back specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally in the feet or the toes, but it certainly can run up the legs, and it can also be in the hands and run up the arms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My brother had gout, and I always teased him about living a high life because it's associated with seafood and things that most of us don't eat every day. But he didn't, but I always teased him about it. So,
gout is extremely painful,
mm-hmm.
and Gouch is the name of the product that we use. It's a product that's going to help relieve the pain that's associated with
mm-hmm.
gout, as well as help restore kidney function.
Mm-hmm.
Because people that have gout, they have that because of a high uric acid level in the body. We need the kidneys to function well to process that uric acid out of the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, Dan, would you like to tell us about your overall services that you provide and also how listeners can reach you?
Sure. You can reach us at redremedies.com. Red is R-E-D-D, remedies.com. You can also reach us at our toll-free number, 888-453-5058. Our products are sold all across the country, mostly in independent health food stores. So visit your local health food store, ask for Red Remedies products. We serve categories. We have adult sinus products, children's sinus products, energy formulas, products for asthma, the COPD category, lung issues, as well as adults with ADHD and anxiety, and sleep formula.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been in business for a long time, have you not?
My family has worked in the natural medicine or the health food industry since 1961,
mm-hmm.
so we've been doing this a very long time, yes.
Right, right. And do you get good customer feedback?
We do, most certainly. Red is a word from the early 1800s that means to put in order,
mm-hmm.
and that really is our mission, is to help people put their lives in order as it relates to health.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that because what we find is that when somebody is sick, when they have a serious health issue, their focus is really inward,
mm-hmm.
and that's an appropriate thing to have.
Right.
When you're sick, you should be focused on yourself
mm-hmm.
to get yourself better,
mm-hmm.
but I think true health in life is where we have an outward focus.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to help people get their lives in order so they can be healthy and have a outward focus where they're concerned about helping other people, and I think living a life the way that it's meant to be lived.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much, Dan. It's interesting, and I know it will be helpful to the listeners that have pain.
Well, I'm very happy to be on today, Dr. Carl. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dan. My last guest today is Mr. Tamer Elsafi, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of Lexicon International. In 1997, he began marketing and manufacturing all-natural vitamins and dietary supplements. Over the next 2 years, his business grew rapidly, but he was not fulfilled. Seeing his grandmother suffer from severe pain, he became passionate about helping her and others, and in 1999, under the guidance of doctors and nutritionists, he developed an all-natural formula to relieve the symptoms associated with joint pain and arthritis that incorporated CM8. This product was discovered by Harry Deal. His grandmother was helped by the product that has since helped thousands of people all over the world become pain-free. More information is available at http://www.flexicon.com. I will add that Mr. Elsafi's product is for arthritis, which is the final interview in the series on arthritis. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Tamer, and I look forward to hearing about a natural product for arthritis. First, what is Flexicon? And how does it work with arthritis and joint pain?
Well, first of all, as you said, it's an arthritis joint pain supplement. not a drug,
mm-hmm.
and it works very, very well with the arthritis and the joint pain sufferers. It lubricates your joints, it reduces inflammation, and it also boosts your immune system. A lot of the arthritic conditions that are out there have severe immune system deficiencies, so what it does is it boosts your immune system. So those three things makes it a very, very powerful supplement to take.
And what is the unique CM8 ingredient found in Flexin?
CM8, the long version of it, is name of it is called acetylmeristoliate. CM8 basically is a fatty acid, and what it does, it's an anti-inflammatory, and it lubricates your joints. It has three U.S. patents on it
mm-hmm.
from a scientist named Dr. Harry Deal,
mm-hmm.
and he discovered the ingredient back in the early 60s. And did not receive patents on it until 1977 and 1978 and then 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And they were for arthritis and osteoarthritis treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And he discovered it basically just accidentally. He found that certain strands of albino mice were very immune to arthritis. No matter what he did to induce arthritis in them, they could not get arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to isolate the compound that made them very immune to arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to reproduce it, not synthetically, but mimic the compound without extracting it from mice
mm-hmm.
through other sources, like mm-hmm. plant sources and beef sources, and that was his discovery.
Mm-hmm. And why is it important to take Flexin for 3 months before evaluating the results?
Because typically it depends on the person. Every person is different. Your severity of your joint problem. Also, your diet also affects how Flexin works with you. So if you're a heavy drinker or you consume a lot of caffeine, it's going to take time for it to work in your system. But if you have a good diet, it'll work a lot faster. Typically, you see results between 3 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will see results in their second month of taking Flexin. Most will see results in the first 3 weeks of taking Flexin. But we always recommend 3 months to really give it a good dose and good shot and have it work in your system. Give it a chance to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's not a drug. It's a natural supplement, and it works with your body. It nourishes your joints, and it also is taken as preventative. So it's very important that you give it some time to work in your joints.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this work for everyone?
We found that it works for 87 to 88% of the people that try it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, some people may not see results with it. Like I said before, it will depend a lot on how their diet is, what they eat. There's so many different factors. But we found an 88% success rate in most people that take Flexin.
Mm-hmm. Great. And how does Flexin differ from other arthritis pain medications and treatments?
The big difference in Flexin, first of all, it's not a drug, so it's an all-natural supplement. But if you're talking about how it differs from other natural supplements, this one in particular is because of the discovery, the CM8 discovery. That's the main ingredient in Flexin. Now, you have other ingredients that accompany CM8, and those are type 2 collagen, MSM, glucosamine. You have also vitamin C, calcium, zinc, copper, manganese, and bromelain, which is also helpful for inflammatory conditions, and that's derived from pineapple. But combined with arstoliate, which are CM8, it gives you improvement in most people that take it that have joint problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are the health and cost benefits of using an all-natural supplement like Flexin versus prescription pain medications?
Well, the health benefits is that you don't get side effects. The reason why I started this company, actually, is because of my grandmother. She suffered from arthritis, and she was taking shots,
mm-hmm.
and she was taking medications that would really give her ulcers and hurt her stomach, and she wasn't able to function very well because of all the other side effects. So it would basically relieve her joint pain, but then she would get all the other side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So with Flexin, you don't have the side effects, and you don't have the stomach problems and all those things that are associated with the drugs. The cost benefits, the alternative route is always cheap. Drugs are more and more expensive, and they're becoming more expensive every day. But some people don't have insurance, so they can't afford
mm-hmm.
the drugs that are out there. With Flexin, it's very affordable, and it's all natural. So
mm-hmm.
always try the natural alternative. To get on Flexin, it's about less than $1 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very affordable.
That's great. Now, is there anything else you would like to say about flexin?
Well, basically, you need to have something in your diet as far as if you're suffering from joint pain or arthritis or think that you may be susceptible to joint pain in the future, I would definitely try flexin and give it some time to work in your system and use it as a preventative. It's good to have nourished joints because if you're debilitated, you won't be able to do the things that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would give that advice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you for joining me today, Tamer, and I appreciate very much the information. I know it's going to be helpful to the listeners.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a good day.